This is KPTZ 91.9 FM. I'm Jim Burke with local news and commentary for Wednesday, January 18th, 2023. Director of Public Works Steve King will take over as acting city manager for Port Townsend from the end of January through early March, while city manager John Morrow is on vacation. As reported in the PT Leader, Morrow will be on vacation leave from January 26th through March 2nd. According to a memo Morrow sent to the City Council and City Department Directors January 9th. The City Council voted to approve a resolution in its January 17th meeting to make King the acting city manager during Morrow's absence. Morrow told the Council in his January 9th memo, quote, "As you know, Steve and other department directors work very hard, and departments are, in most cases, understaffed. Therefore, I am asking for a coordinated, proactive, and collaborative approach by all department directors to cover anything that needs attention while I'm away." Morrow also said in the memo, quote, "For anything truly extraordinary, I have faith and trust in the excellent department team to work together to problem solve, share the load, and get through, as they've been doing all along." KPTZ listeners, be advised that John Morrow has pre-scheduled the upcoming lineup for Bureaucracy Now!, the show he co-hosts with Taylor Clark at 12:30 p.m. on Thursdays. While he's away, several city council members will be featured in that time slot. Also note, tomorrow is Morrow's last Bureaucracy Now! Appearance before his time away. He and Taylor will be joined by Mayor David Faber to discuss the state of the city. This story was published last Friday on the PT Leader website. A 62-year-old Issaquah man is facing a felony charge of first-degree theft after he allegedly stole a U-Haul trailer from the rental business on Airport Cutoff Road in Port Townsend late on New Year's Eve. Deputies were called to the U-Haul rental facility at about 10:30 that night because a caller said someone in a black SUV was trying to steal a trailer from the business and had sped away with the trailer through the construction area. According to a probable cause report, a medic unit reported seeing a black SUV towing a U-Haul trailer on Prospect Avenue, so deputies began to canvass the area. A deputy found a black Nissan Pathfinder towing a U-Haul trailer on Calapoint Drive. The driver of the SUV was identified as Larry Dwayne Thomas, according to court documents. When Thomas was told the trailer had been reported stolen, he allegedly said he had used the trailer the previous week and was quoted as saying that he had not finished using it. Thomas allegedly told the deputy, quote, "I was just going to move the furniture and take it right back." Thomas was arrested shortly after 11:30 p.m. Saturday, December 31st, for first-degree theft and booked into the Jefferson County Jail. He bailed out of jail on January 3rd. He did not show up for his arraignment last Friday in Jefferson County Superior Court. Deputy Prosecutor Melissa Pleeman noted Thomas had 26 arrest warrants in his history and 13 convictions for theft and asked Judge Keith Harper to sign a $10,000 warrant for Thomas's arrest. Harper agreed and issued the warrant. As reported yesterday in the Peninsula Daily News, it's possible that the Point Hudson Marina could reopen as soon as a month ahead of schedule if construction of the new North Jetty continues at its current pace. Director of Capital Projects Matt Klontz at last Wednesday's meeting said, quote, "We're in the home stretch. We're making good progress." Orion Marine Contractors was on track to complete all below water work by this past Sunday and likely will finish before its March 1st deadline, Klontz said. Orion's remaining work on phase one of the two-phase project includes installing pile caps, breaking down the job site, and restoring the portion of the RV park it occupied. Phase 2 involves rebuilding the South Jetty on the same September to March construction schedule. Completing the South Jetty within the same five-month window will be challenging, Klontz said, because it is not only larger than the North Jetty but more exposed to the elements. The port's other actions and items last week included approving the Peninsula Trails Coalition's request the port become co-applicants for the purposes of obtaining federal funding for its Puget Sound to Pacific project that will connect communities in Clallam, Jefferson, and Kitsap counties to the state's trail network. It sought the commissioner's support because part of the Olympic Discovery Trail crosses the port's property along the Port Townsend waterfront. KPTZ 91.9 FM brings you local news at noon and 5 Monday through Friday and at noon on Saturday. You can contact us through news at kptz.org. This is Jim Burke. Thanks for listening.